Welcome back to Podcast Radio. I'm Andy.
I'm Joe.
And man, we talked about food last time on Thursday. This is another weird. It's food related.
Yes. I'm happy already.
I wanted to hit this subject a few times. Something that you are like, you got your doctorate in it, so.
Food?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't even practice anymore. I've mastered it.
You need to get one of those white jackets, Dr.
Dr. Foodie?
Uh-huh. Well, whatever. Whatever you want to call it. But, no, actually, this is, it's strange. But it made me think of, like, if this were to have happened when we were growing up, what TV show do you think it would show up on? What TV show do you think... like a docuseries from when we were little kids that came on every week. And the first one I thought of, without even telling you anything about it.
Just yeah, I'm weird. I'm blind here. Okay,
weird,
go ahead.
You know, Unsolved Mysteries. Did you ever watch that?
A little bit.
With Robert Stack. Oh, man, every week, man. I was like, sometimes. Come on, Bigfoot. Or come on, Treasure Show. Like, those were my favorites as a little kid, but they always had good ones. So, when I read about this, I was like, oh, that's weird. But it's been going on since I think the earliest anybody's claimed they found one of these notes, and it's called the Schuylkill Notes, is on Reddit. And I can't recall if it was 2019 or even before that. So cryptic notes have been popping up all around Pennsylvania in various cereal boxes. Yeah. And state parks, and it looks like they're moving west. So originally, it was dubbed the Schuylkill Notes by Reddit users investigating. And some of the messages are said to have a sinister quality, referencing secret societies, sci-fi movies, and famous names like Elon Musk, Bill Gates, and Oprah Winfrey. The Inquirer reported that other notes reference international conflicts and hate groups, and many have intentional spelling and grammatical errors. So I printed out a note for you. I'll put one in the notes field too, okay. So everybody could see. But it's like a small, you know, maybe if you had a full sheet of paper and you cut it into quarters, so you got four pieces, and you fit everything on that paper, you know, type it out. So some of the things on there was like secret society, SS. Ties to terrorism, shootings, stage confrontations. Other crises aren't reported, but JFK Lincoln warned us of SS, which was secret societies. So that's one note. So people are finding these in like cereal.
Really?
In chocolate bars, in cookies. And it's not really...
like the golden ticket of information.
Yeah. Right? And one article had that. They had a picture of the golden ticket. Huh? You know, Wonka winning. Yay, I got it.
I have an excuse now. I have to buy more candy.
Yeah, I know. You're like Fez from the 70s show. You ever watch that?
Yeah.
You got candy? Who's got candy?
Me.
So, but initially, like when I first heard about this, I'm like, the first thing I thought of, do you remember in the 80s, the Tylenol scare?
Refresh my memory.
So like someone had put cyanide in Tylenol and people got sick.
Yes.
And then finally one little, like an 8-year-old or something died from it. And that's when they started putting, prior to that, all it was you take the cap off, there'd be cotton in there. Now it has that silver seal on it.
Yeah.
That used to never be on stuff, you know? It wasn't all sealed up. Because of that, that caused, you know, all the drug companies and even food companies and some stuff to do double seals and stuff.
Which I'm kind of grateful for.
Yeah, I mean, that's good, you know? I mean, it was nice to have lived in the innocent time when you could not have to have that, you know?
Yeah.
But it made me think of that, like Tylenol. Also made me think of the Unabomber, just because of, like, although nothing sinister is going on here.
Right.
Like, is it a group or just one person? You know, is what I think of, you know? So But anyways, if you found one of those notes in your cereal, let's say you get you go and get the fruit dino pebbles, what the off brand,
yeah,
and there's a note in there, would that, what would you do? Would that freak you out? Would, are those, is that cereal getting eaten? Or, and are you keeping the note? Are you reporting it, you know?
Yes, yes and no.
Yes. You're eating it, you're keeping the note, and you're not reporting
it. I'm not reporting
it. Okay, not reporting.
No, because I think they want you to report this stuff. So they start flagging who got it, where it ended up, and everything else. So I throw them for a curve.
The thing about it, though, this is like, if you wanted to, let's say you did this on the internet. No, it just got lost in a sea of, you know.
Information and jumbo.
And, yeah, and all the conspiracy theory stuff. This is almost genius.
It is.
Like, I've never heard of this. Who's doing analog stuff like this anymore? You know, like literal pieces of paper and putting them in stuff. I mean, that's really going to get people's attention more than making a page or.
I'd be reading it while I was eating my cereal.
Yeah, yeah. What's this? Pour a bowl.
Lean it up against the paper bag.
Yeah, secret society. It's Oprah Winfrey. Yeah, it is. It's like when you used to read the back of the cereal box while you ate, or they'd have a puzzle or something.
And you'd read it over and over and over. It's like I read as a kid the back of boxes.
And the ingredients.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, not only, it looks like while hiking in Lebanon County, this is in Pennsylvania, State Park, a 23-year-old Zachary Zimmerman told the paper that he found more than a few notes on trees and wrapped around stones. Another weird thing. So he said, I picked it up and read it. He goes, really doesn't make any sense to me. Zimmerman told the paper, it's just a bunch of crazy stuff. And I'm like, to me, it all makes sense. I mean, I can kind of like I've heard of a lot of that stuff in the note. Like, is there anything in there that you're like, what?
All this pretty much looks familiar.
Yeah, like you've heard it a million times, right?
And they tied it around trees and rocks.
Yeah, so found in food. Then
wait, wasn't this what they just called in the back of the flyer?
Yeah, I mean, it could be. You might as well just put it on windows.
Windshield, yeah,
yeah, yeah.
I mean,
but no, it's like rubber banded around rocks in state parks. Tacks, and they'll tack it to a tree.
Wow.
For people to get. It's weird.
That's kind of cool, though.
Yeah.
It's like you want to know why, who put it there, all this other stuff. And we should reprint these with our podcast radio on it.
Oh, gee, Merry Christmas.
And just start throwing them at places that we don't agree with.
No.
No.
I'm like, oh, man.
That's not a good idea?
No, because right now it's. They got the feds involved because it's a federal crime to tamper with food. So they're trying to figure out who it is.
No, I'm saying attach it to rocks and we'll leave them at places where we don't like, where we make fun of places and stuff.
And then have podcast radio on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, why not, right?
Right.
So one of the, now see, as far as if it's in bags or just in the box, like this guy said, he opened up his Lucky Charms in, he opened up the box, and I watched the news report on YouTube, and said, I opened up the box. I usually open it, take the bag out. He takes the complete bag out of the box, which I thought was weird.
I always did that.
Oh, okay. So it's normal, I guess. So I poured it out in my bowl, and out came this paper that was all folded up. So, but I'm like, did the paper come out when you pulled the bag out? And it was actually just outside of the bag in the box. It's not clear whether or not people are actually finding this stuff sealed in food or it's just adjacent to it.
General Mills.
Yeah.
They're on the inside.
They're the inside man.
You never took your bag out of the box?
Not unless I was looking for like a prize.
Yeah. Okay. That's why. I mean,
yeah. But, you know, I'd want to get the prize before my brothers got it.
You just stick your hand in there and dig around?
No, sometimes I'd pull it out and be like, but then you try to put it back in, and it was like fat.
There's a trick. You lay it down and you flatten it out, and then you shove it off the edge of the table.
Slide it back in there.
Us fat guys know how to hide. We can tell nobody ate that.
Tamper with it without anybody knowing. Uh-huh. No, I didn't have any.
Yeah, my brother would be like, you ate it, didn't you?
You wasted it.
You wasted
it. So. The messages have also been found along the Appalachian Trail state parks, and one was found in Bald Eagle State Park near State College.
Wow.
So there, you can look up a map on for Pennsylvania, and it kind of gives you a cluster of where it's found, and then it kind of spread out a little bit.
And these are called, say again?
Schuylkill notes, because...
Schuylkill.
Yeah, that's where it initially... That's where it started, is in that town.
Oh, okay.
So Schuylkill, and it's spelled S-C-H-U-Y-L-K-I-L-L. It's pronounced Schuylkill, is the name of the county around which the cryptic notes are centered.
Wow.
So, but anyways, so some well-known grocery stores that notes have been found in is Walmart, Target, Giant, Weiss Markets, Wegmans, Trader Joe's, Dollar General, CVS, Aldi, Kohl's, Goodwill, Lowe's, Cabela's, all these places have found, you know, these notes in products. A lot of them are food too, because I'm like, Cabela's, like, what would it be? Like a pair of boots or something? I don't know.
Well, they have prepackaged like jerkies and candies and things like that in there.
Yeah, so I'm like, it'd be interesting to see what products they were put in there. Was it sealed?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
And you peel it off and open the zipper, you know, the reclosable zipper, and there's a note in there. I haven't found any that are really specific about, it sounds like, from what I could gather, it's just adjacent to it.
Oh, okay. So you don't, that resealable thing, you don't need that. Eat it all at once.
Yeah.
You don't got to worry about resealing.
Wasting the zipper.
Cabela's does have the best burnt peanuts too, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I like burnt peanuts.
We're going to get
I used to. Not no more.
We're getting a
Bass Pro
Shop. Bass Pro, so they might have some burnt peanuts for you.
That just to look at. Because I can't have them anymore.
Well, so they've shown this with, and I'm going to ask you, what you think about this. So the paper has like interviewed one psychologist, and he was interviewed and he said the person that is doing this is probably schizophrenic. And they said it bases on misspellings, abbreviations, etc. So I looked up schizophrenic, and the definitions I found was like hearing and seeing things no one else experiences, having beliefs that are not true or logical, and then you have difficulty thinking or speaking. So based on those three definitions, do you think that fits the profile of this letter, of this note?
Because of how it's written, I think so. I think it does fit. I'm not saying it is, but right. It does fit that profile that you just described.
For what? Hearing and seeing things no one has experienced, having beliefs that are not true or logical, or having difficulty thinking or speaking?
The having difficulty thinking and speaking. Like, I think, wow, is it valid what he's thinking?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But is he having trouble putting it down? Or he writes it out how he hears it?
I think he or she is writing it to pack as much information on one quarter of a page. Okay. And get the most information out there. See, to me,
oh, I didn't think of that.
I'm like, this makes sense to me. I mean, I can read that and almost understand everything that he's saying. And I think most of it's true. So according to the psychologist, I'd be schizophrenic, right? Because it says having beliefs that are not true or logical. Just because you don't believe it doesn't mean it's not true.
That's true.
You know,
that's true. We got to stop saying that one. You're right.
You're a schizophrenic too.
Oh, yeah.
You just agreed with me.
Amongst other things. Problems.
So you got that note right there, right? Okay. So look at this note. So I got another note. So now... there's multiple versions of the note. So what difference do you see in the note I handed you and then the one we're looking at now? So the thing I see is I
can't see that one that good.
Joe, the first note, and okay. It has lies written real big and bold in the top right and left-hand corner. No, in the top left-hand corner.
Yeah, top and bottom. Yeah.
Bottom. And then another one came out. But it doesn't have that, and it's completely filled. The whole page is filled with stuff. And in this one, it's one version of the note. It says there's names in it, crest. These are These are products.
Right.
Crest, Gulf, Mobil, Nest, Cafe, Target, Pfizer, Takis, you know the chip?
Yeah.
Ritz, Ford, Kashi, Shell, Dasani, Arizona, Domino's, Jell-O, Cascade, and Alvi, whatever that is. So now they're calling out.
I'm trying to see if any of those were on here.
Yeah, and I didn't find them on that one.
No, I didn't either.
So now you're getting into, are people just, was one, you know, maybe put in some food, and then now later, let's go ahead and copycat this.
Right.
You know, and those people are putting stuff in parks and stuff, but the food ones are the real ones that the guy, I'm just thinking, you know.
Right.
Do you think that's...
It could be, because that's the first thing I thought of, copycat.
Yeah. Yeah, and they're different. And there's quite a few different versions, though, but the oldest version of the note has in bold lies in the corners of the note. So a subreddit called Schuylkill Notes, it has 15,500 members, and they watch postings, they say, daily about the origin of the notes. They're trying to like figure out who's doing it and stuff. So most people did not believe the notes had really been inside sealed foil or plastic, and thought the witnesses were mistaken or exaggerating. So nothing in the food, but it's been traced. This is a local Pennsylvania investigation team, news team. So they said they've traced several solid leads as to the origin of these mystery notes, and believe at least some of the notes are coming out of South Central Pennsylvania, specifically Harrisburg. So, and then they said originally the FDA was involved. Now the news says the FBI is investigating for product tampering, which is a federal crime.
Right.
So
that's wild.
So
you can tell me the inside core temperature of Pluto, but you can't tell me who wrote a note.
Yeah, I know. You can't, yeah, okay. You can't figure it out
in our own country.
So would you want to find a note? Like if you lived in that area, would you be like, man, yeah. I want to find a note in my cereal or candy bar or something. Yeah, I know. It'd be cool.
I'm looking at the list of this. I'm like, what should I should be shopping at these more?
Yeah. Like if you ever went to that area, Pittsburgh.
Yeah,
I'd hit up some of those places like, okay, I'm going to get a couple boxes of cereal, you know, see if I could find a note. It'd be cool, like a souvenir.
Oh, for
sure. Even if it was a copycat one.
Golden ticket.
Yeah. So what about your theories? What do you think? Like you can hit it any angle you want to hit it at.
I think whoever's doing this is just kind of trying, because like you said, something that you said caught my attention. If you put this out on the web, it gets lost in a sea of just gibberish.
Mm-hmm.
You can type in a search of whatever, even if it's really isolated, you'll still get hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hits of things. What better way to get the attention of somebody than through fear,
mm-hmm.
or a conspiracy, or saying, hey, this was now in their boxes of food. So it's getting attention, because that person, you know, they're going to tell somebody else.
Yeah, that would shock you.
To get your attention. And the attention and the information that's on here is going to be like, whoa, there's validity to this because of what they went through to put it in my product.
Mm-hmm.
So that spreads faster. Think about products we use every day or restaurants that don't ever advertise, but they're blowing up with business. You never see advertisements for, you know, something like your local Chinese restaurant.
So you're like, word of mouth is more powerful.
I believe so.
Yeah.
Because it's spread with emotion. That's what's on the TV. Sometimes we look down at our phones. Mm-hmm. We don't listen. It's getting subconsciously in there.
It's like a waste of money almost.
But you know me. I come talk to you and I give you my emotion, the excitement.
Like you got to eat at this Mexican restaurant.
Yeah.
This is the best.
The best tamale ever.
Yeah, I've ever eaten. And it's out of this this can, this silver can with paper on it.
So the conviction of how I would bring it to you, you'd be more apt to be like, believe it.
Oh, yeah.
Rather than just an advertisement, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I think the deal behind this, it's legitimate what he's trying to say, but he used a different approach. And I think it's pretty smart.
Yeah.
How you got through to people. Because, I mean, everybody's talking about
it. Yeah. So, yeah, I think the same thing. Like, all the theories are it's one person, okay, or like the Unabomber, multiple people.
Right.
A copycat, you know, now you got the copycat ones mixed in with the real ones. And imagine if you got caught being a copycat and get blamed for all the other ones.
Oh, I know, right?
Yeah, so it's not even worth it. You get delivery driver, you know, the guy delivering the product, is he pulling over and does he have time to do that? Or is there protocols, you know, is it locked down in the back with a special tape that it's not cut open until you get, you know, I don't know. You know, delivery is so different now.
Yeah.
Notes placed by the customer while they're shopping, you know, is it just slid in there adjacent to it, or the notes placed by a customer that buy it and then return it.
That's
return it, get their money back, or just push your card in there and put it back on the shelf. And then another one is in the manufacturing process, which a lot of people are like, nah, that's impossible
because
it's all automated, you know, and recorded. And
right.
It's like 1984 in those places.
And then because it's so scarce how they find them, it's got to be very strategically placed.
Yeah,
so it can't be mass produced and shove them all in there like, you know, an addition to the product or whatever. So, but you go to the store and end cap all the magazines. Nobody like buys them. They just flip through them, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Mindless reading junk. But nobody reads those anymore because they're on their phones.
Yeah, yeah.
But this gets your attention.
Yeah. Especially when you take, you buy it unknowingly, get it home, you're pouring your kid some cereal, or you're going to bake a cake or eat a piece of chocolate and this thing falls out and you're like, what the?
That's crazy.
So
more cake for this guy.
Yeah, no. Well, if anybody has, you know, any of the Pennsylvania listeners, we got them in every state now, every state, every country. Where I mean,
yes.
We are
worldwide.
No, yeah, we're worldwide and conquering. Conquering. What's Charlie Sheen say? Winning. So if we have any of those listeners in Pennsylvania, you come across anything like that or any cool stories, or you know, you got more up-to-date information on Google Notes, you can also email us at podcast13@gmail.com and continue to like, subscribe, and share. Until next time.